Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday to everyone. And man, wasn't that doctor call exciting last night? I'm sure Kathy will be posting the recording of that call if anybody missed it live. But we truly have a product that is definitely life-changing, would be a good word to put it. And again, I can't make no claims of cure, diagnosis, or any of that stuff. I got to get the legal mumbo-jumbo and disclaimers out of the way. But folks, when we have a product as powerful as our O2 oxygen drops that can help people in so many different ways, it really allows us an edge to do business on a global scale. I mean, 20 years ago, you couldn't even go into foreign countries as fast and as efficient as what we have with this business that's in over 40 countries. You know, I've been blessed as a leader with this company to be able to see our team expand into over 8 countries. Just this weekend, we had a person come in from Africa, and I'm speaking with a lady in the Philippines right now that is looking at possibly joining our team. It just blows my mind how easy it is to do business when you know how to serve people. And really what this Art of Influence course is all about is understanding how to meet people from their point of need. It's not hard, it's simple, but it will take dedication, it will take work, it will take practice. And that's why the title of our radio show today is The Practice of the Art of Influence. And the largest mistake made in a training course is to endure it just one time and think that you have the basics figured out and you're good to go. And really, if that's what's done, you're only going to catch about 2-3% of the lesson. So we want to make sure that we're diving into the right parts of the course. We want to make sure that we're able to understand how to communicate with people, because really the course is titled The Art of Influence, but what it needs to be titled is The Art of Listening. Because the number one complaint in our industry is the fact that the salesperson did not listen. And it's easy to see why that takes place. I mean, I remember when I first got into the home business industry, I was so excited to be a home business owner. And I knew I saw a path to financial freedom. And I knew, I felt that if I could just explain that to every person I talked to, that they would see what I saw. And often, without even finding out if they were even a possible client, I would scare them off because I was so busy spitting out a bunch of features, advantage, and benefits of the product and the company and the compensation plan and who the gurus were at the top. And none of those things matter to your prospect, folks. None. You have to determine first, is there even a sale to be made? And if there is a sale to be made, you got to ask yourself, is this the time for the sale? And the only way you'll find out the answers to those two questions is by asking the proper questions to the people that are in front of you, over the phone with you, on the other side of the computer from you, or the other side of the text message from you. You see, when I first got in this industry, we talked to people face-to-face, or we had a telephone that was glued to a wall or screwed to a wall. We didn't even have smartphones in those days. A text message was never even thought of. The internet had not been invented yet. So we had two ways to talk to people. The beauty of today is you have several ways to talk to people. You have the smartphone. You have the ability to text message people. You have the ability to have Facebook chats or LinkedIn chats live with other people without even having to leave the comfort of your home. These are advantages that are powerful, but it's crucial to your development to understand that people are people and they have needs, wants, and desires. And if you know how to show them how to get their needs, wants, and desires, they're always going to be very happy to follow you down that path. But in order to establish the fact that you know what path to take them down, it's going to take some proper communication on your part. And often that communication is stopped because we're so excited about what we have to share with others that we can't wait to tell them every last detail about it. And sadly, if that's what's taking place, you need to picture somebody at your door. They're knocking on your door and you open up the door. Are you going to puke in their face? It wouldn't be a very kind thing to do, would it? Well, I use that as an analogy or a parable, so to speak, because what we don't realize as being new as entrepreneurs, what we don't realize as we're excited to be able to share our business with other people is there's information we need to understand about that person. And if we don't understand completely what their desire is for the product or the business, or even if they're a candidate for it, we need to ask the right questions about them. We need to find out what it is that drives them, how we can help them accomplish what they want, not a mission that we want to put them on. And the only way to do that is with proper questions. It's crucial. And a lot of people get on the phone with a new prospect, or they get into a chat, and the first question they ask me as a coach is, when can I give them my link? When can I show them my business? When can I start talking? Oh, well, it's natural when it's done properly. And what we have with our course, The Art of Influence, is the ability to learn exactly how to do that. The first thing we need to find out is it a health issue or is it a money issue that they need help with? Sometimes it's a health issue, which means they're a consumer client, not a business client. And there's nothing wrong with that. We want as many customers as we can possibly get. There's no shame in having customers. That's the whole idea of being in business. I mean, after all, who wouldn't want better sleep? Who wouldn't want less pain? Who wouldn't want more energy throughout the day? Who wouldn't enjoy increased focus? Who wouldn't love an optimum immune system so when the cold season's going around and the little guys and gals bring home a cold from school or daycare, you get the cold? Well, what if your immune system was in optimum shape and you weren't tied down with a bad cold for 2 to 3 weeks? You could snap out of it in 2 or 3 days. Those are the kind of things that our product can do for people on a natural scale with no side effects. If you heard the doctor call last night, that was pretty powerful. So we need to figure out, is the person that we're working with, are they motivated by building a business? Do they have a need for extra money, or is it a product need that they have? And once you determine which one to go, then we can go from there. But we understand them by listening to them. And when you look at lesson number 4 in The Art of Influence, you understand the pace of your speech. You will learn how to have proper tone in your voice as you communicate with people to be able to serve them so they don't feel like you're trying to pressure them in to something that they do not want to do. And that's powerful. It really is. And when they see that you care about them, now they are all in. But you need to understand the basic fundamental of communication is people don't care what you know until they first know that you care. So how are you going to do that? Well, you've got to establish first rapport. You got to be able to make some kind of connection with the prospect that you're encountering to determine what is it that they enjoy in life. What would they do if there was no need for money? If they just hit the lottery and all the money in the world was there, what would life look like? If they are business motivated and money is what they're after, you need to ask questions that go with their core line values. These core values are what you're going to use as the heart of almost every one of your conversations. It's not just a one-time conversation over the phone or one-time little chat on Facebook and boom, you sign somebody up. I mean, the potential is definitely there for that, but in all reality, you got to recognize what the masses are facing in the most lucrative industry on the planet. Everybody's got a better deal. Everybody's got the new latest and greatest, and everybody wants you to sign up today or you're going to miss the boat. Now, when your prospect is encountering that fear of loss tactic, that, oh boy, if you don't get started now, you're going to miss the boat. If that's all they're seeing, you got to ask yourself this question: where are you concerned about them? You need to be able to stick with these core line values. I understand that what your mission is to add a little bit more money to the monthly budget. Is that the most important issue for you and your family, or is it the health needs that our company has to offer? They tell you, no, I really am looking for a way to make some money where I can do the work that it takes to make the money. Everything I'm looking at, only 2 out of 1,000 people have the ability to make the money, and I don't want to be one of those 998 people that signs up for something and doesn't make any money. Wow, I understand exactly what you're saying there. So if what you're saying to me is correct, what I understand is you're willing to put in the work when you find something that you believe you can achieve with. Is that what I'm understanding? You see, I'm clarifying what is valuable to them, the questions. What is important about this business to you? You know, you want to ask questions like that. What would having an extra $300 to $500 a week look like for you and your family? What would it mean to enjoy a part-time career of less than 40 hours a week producing a full-time income where normally you would work 40 hours a week to get that kind of money? And when they describe that picture and you hear the excitement in their voice about the reality of that becoming something in their life rather than something they're just hoping for, you're developing what's called rapport. You're connecting with them on their level, and you're not talking about the compensation plan, the ingredients in the product, or the people at the top of the company. What you're talking about is what matters to them. And by making your prospect be right, by letting your prospect see that you have a path that you can take them down, it works using the right communication. So when you hear the word tie down, recognize that a tie-down statement isn't some kind of snake oil sales approach with a trick up your sleeve to make a quick buck. A tie-down statement is simply a statement that shows your prospect that you're listening to what they're saying and you're getting confirmation that based on what they've said, this would be a path that fits their needs. And what does that do for your prospect? It allows them to look at your business opportunity or your product as if it was their own idea. And when they get the picture of what the accomplishment could be for them, that excitement is what will take them to the next level. Now, listen to what I'm saying, because recognize you will never help them reach that point of excitement if you just get them on the phone and you start talking away about the comp plan, about the company, about the owners. I mean, the way that Tommy Carden explains it best is, remember the days of the long-distance phone company. Remember what it was like to get those calls from AT&T while you're working with MCI or Sprint. We got the better comp. We've got the better long-distance rates, and we can save you more money, and if you'll just sign up now, you're going to get this deal, and blah, 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 blah. And they're spitting that information out as fast as they can because they know you're about to hang up on them, and you want to get to the point as fast as you can before they hang up on you, and listen to the way I'm talking right now, and if you got a phone call like this, is this really something that would pique your interest? Understand that when you have a script in front of you, and you are only working off a script, often you're so concerned about what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, and how fast you get that message out, that concentrating on the needs of your prospect are the furthest thing from your accomplishments. So you don't want to talk to people like that fast phone salesperson, do you? You want to relate to people. What would it feel like if you had an extra $300 to $500 every week from your O2 Drops business? As they describe that, you see how soft my voice was? Do you see how I use that inflection of your O2 Drops business? It's called an embedded command. And you'll learn what these embedded commands are in the Art of Influence, lesson number 5. And you'll learn how to use these tie-down statements. Wouldn't it make sense that if we had a path that fit your needs, and based on the fact that you said you only got 10 hours a week that you can contribute to your success, wouldn't it be a blessing to see the fact that there is a potential there to turn 10 hours into $1,000 with simple daily work habits? Do you see? I just caught your attention with that. Do you see how calm and slow my voice goes? Now, it depends on where their voice is. You want to mirror and match what their attitude is. So as you practice the art of mirror and matching, you recognize when to listen, and then you utilize these statements. Where do you learn these tie-down statements? Well, if you actually download the handout in the Art of Influence lesson number 4, you get a whole bunch of tie-down statements. Does that make sense? Wouldn't that be great if? Is that true? You need to make extra money, right? Isn't this a beautiful plan? Different than what you've already seen? Shouldn't we get started now so we can get you some money by the end of this week? Or did you want to wait till next week? You see, these are the little things that show the person that you are really serious about meeting them from their point of need. But these are skill sets. These are practices. And when you get to the Art of Influence lesson number 5, Tommy gives you a homework assignment of being able to write out your sentences. Now, I'm ashamed to say this, But I was building my team so fast and so hard when Tommy taught this lesson number 5 in the Art of Influence the first time, I didn't take time to write my sentences out. I've got 23 years in the industry, and I figured I was doing pretty good. But you know what I found out is after I went back to that lesson, and I started writing out my sentences of embedded commands with tie-downs under certain circumstances that the prospect could bring to my attention, it allowed me to practice that even flow. And what happens? Now I can have a conversation with somebody, even if it's a Facebook chat, a text message conversation, or a phone conversation. And because I'm not worried about what I'm going to say to them, I'm more interested in what is their story. Because as they're telling their story, which everybody loves to talk about themselves, they're going to let me know what the details are that matter the most to them. And then as I use these tie-down questions and use these embedded commands with these tie-down questions, all I'm doing is showing my prospect that I listen to them. I'm repeating what they clarified as their objective. So if I understand what you're saying, you would like to earn an extra $300 to $500 a week. And the fact that we can show you potentially how to possibly turn 10 hours into $1,000 a week is good news. Should we get you started this week? Or did you want to put off those profits till next week? You see what I just did? Now, because I've listened to them, because I've clarified to them, they're ready to go down that path. It makes sense. But if all I did was, oh, you got to come join our company. We got the most amazing product in health and wellness. We're in over 50 countries. We got an owner of the company who's been successful with network marketing for several years, built teams of millions of people. We got the magic doctor. You got to get started right now because if you don't, they're going to run. They're going to hold up their fingers in the form of a cross like you're a vampire. Okay? We have Halloween coming up. I'm sorry, couldn't resist that. What you need to recognize is we're all human. We all have needs. And if you learn to serve people from the point of the conversation you're having with them is to do two things. Your whole objective is to find out what the problem is and then show them that there is a real solution for that problem based around what they have said to you and how you rephrase what they've said to you with a plan that makes sense according to their needs. Now, see, you can't do that if you're doing all the explaining. But if you're doing the listening and you hear these things, you're going to understand exactly what you need to do to be able to communicate with that prospect based on what their agenda is. And that is very, very powerful. So I hope that this is helping you. I hope you're starting to see how this communication takes place. Now, what I want to share with you about the Art of Influence course is often, if you only watch a lesson or listen to it one time, you're only going to retain 2 to 5% of it. If you want to retain 75% of that information, what I highly suggest is you take a notebook and you take notes and you listen to it 5 times, and you're taking notes and you're looking at the worksheet that's downloaded, and after you've done one lesson 5 times, you're going to retain more than 75% of that. And then when you practice the homework and you actually write out those sentences utilizing the tie downs and the embedded commands, I believe Tommy says do 10 of them a day or 10 of them a week. That's a powerful set of self-discipline to be able to be familiar with what you're offering other people. So you can get on the phone with them and mirror and match them, and you get some guy off of your leads. And remember, if they're grouchy, it's not that it's a bad lead. They've opted into a website that has told them they can start a business for free. And if they've opted into one, they've opted into 50 of them. And when they opt into 50 of them, they're going to get 50 phone calls. And what are they going to get? 49 out of 50 times. My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm with XYZ Company, and I just want to tell you the reason we're going to help you make the success that you want in your career is because we got blah, 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 and we got blah, 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 and we got blah. Come on. You're ready to hang up right there on the spot, aren't you? You have no interest in them, and the only thoughts going through your mind, can you believe this person? They don't know the first thing about me, and they're trying to cram this thing down my throat. I don't want nothing to do with them. I'm not going to make a living doing that. I would never want to do that to other people. And you lose them. So if you recognize that that's what they're getting from all of the other companies, what's going to happen when you get on the phone with them? Now, you got to keep in mind, they've got that phone call where that blah, 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 blah. So now you connect with them and say, hey, I see that you opted into our webs. Oh, man, don't start. I got 50 of them calls. Oh, I understand how you feel. I hate it when people don't take the time to listen to what your objectives are. Look, I'm sorry to bother you, man. I really do help people get paid from home on a weekly basis. And if that's really not what you want to accomplish, I don't mean to waste your time. But you see how I got aggressive with them? You see how my voice tone went up and I matched their sentiment? And what happens? Wait a minute, mister. Nobody's talked to me like that. Can you share with me what this business is about? And you see their voice tone goes down. Now my voice tone goes down. Oh, absolutely. You know, we work with an affordable process to helping people get paid on a weekly basis with a consumable product. I think the information that we have for you could be very lucrative. But before we get the cart too far before the horse, sharing some things with me. What would your life be like if you did have an extra income stream with $400 to $500 a week coming through? Would that be a benefit to you? See, I start asking them questions. Well, yeah. Can you explain to me what your life would be like if you had that kind of money? What would that mean to you? And now they start telling you their story. What's it been like for you to try to find that path? Now they're going to tell you all the things they didn't like about what they've gone through. Well, I think what you're going to enjoy most is have a solution to that problem that you face. And the good news is I don't have to do the explaining, and I surely don't want you to be a master explainer. But if the solution to the problem that you mentioned is available in a 20 minutes to a half an hour of your time, would 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock tonight be better for you to see that information at a scheduled time? You see what I just did? I set an appointment with them when they answered the phone in a hostile way because I mirrored and matched them and I didn't cram an opportunity down their throat. I asked them questions about them. And how did I learn to do that? I went back to the Art of Influence course and I did my homework. So I suggest you do the same. It's a lot of fun and there's help here for you. Congratulations for taking time to learn some new things on actionstoprofitradio.org. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow on our radio show.